In the previous two videos, we showed you how you can complete the setup and registration of the on-premises components that are necessary when you want to start replicating VMware virtual machines to Microsoft Azure with Azure Site Recovery. We also showed you how you can perform the discovery of a vCenter server or an ESXi host before you start protecting virtual machines. In this video, we will actually show you how you can protect multiple virtual machines using Azure Site Recovery. To get started, we recommend that you read the ASR documentation. Protecting VMware virtual machines or physical servers to Azure with Azure Site Recovery requires the installation of a mobility service, which gets installed automatically by ASR. The requirements for installing mobility service automatically are in the ASR documentation. We will also need to have your source virtual machine credentials added to the configuration server on premises before the virtual machine can be protected. We also recommend that you check out the ASR Capacity Planner to determine the bandwidth considerations when replicating data to Azure. So if you have a few virtual machines that need to start replicating to Azure for the purpose of disaster recovery or migration, once you've installed the DR Gateway and in turn the process server and the config server, you are then ready to start protecting virtual machines and physical servers. Anytime that you protect a virtual machine or a physical server with Azure Site Recovery, Azure Site Recovery automatically pushes a mobility service onto each of those machines before they can start replicating to Azure. In this video, I'm going to show you how to do that. Before you can start protecting VMware virtual machines or physical servers, you need to first create a protection group. Under the Protected Items view on the ASR portal, you can start off by creating a protection group. Give your protection group a friendly name that you understand. When creating a protection group, ASR will prompt you for a few settings. I can turn on multi-VM consistency for my protection group, and then every virtual machine that I add to this protection group will be replicated in a consistent manner. I can also specify RPO threshold beyond which I want to be alerted in case data replication is impacted. I can specify my recovery point retention history, and then I can also specify how often I want ASR to perform an application consistent snapshot of all the virtual machines that are participating in my replication group. Once I've specified the settings, I go ahead and complete the creation of my protection group. And notice that two protection group creations have kicked off automatically. The first one is the actual protection group that I'm going to use. The second one is the protection group that I can use when I'm ready to fail back from Azure to on-premises. We'll think about that protection group at a later point in a later video. For now, we'll focus only on the protection group that I've just created, my PG. So with my protection group created, I'm now ready to start protecting VMware virtual machines. I'm going to drill down into my PG protection group. I'm going to select Add Virtual Machines. At this point of time, I should be able to see the inventory that has been discovered by my vCenter server. If you want to find out how to actually discover a vCenter server, check out one of our other videos. With my vCenter server, I can now see the inventory that is available for protection. I'm going to quickly look for the virtual machine that I actually want to protect. I want to protect two virtual machines at the same time. They're called Contoso VM1 and Contoso VM2. I proceed on and provide the process server that I'm going to use for these virtual machines. I'm going to continue to use the DR gateway that I installed. And then I can also specify a storage account that I want to use for these virtual machines to start replicating their data to. At this point of time, ASR will prompt me for an account that needs to be used to perform the automatic installation of the ASR mobility service. I need an account that has been already added to the configuration server, and the friendly name should have been made available to ASR. I'm going to go ahead and use the My Server credentials, which work for my source virtual machines. Once done, I'm going to go ahead and submit the job, and ASR will start protecting those virtual machines. What I expect to happen is for ASR to locate the virtual machines, to complete the installation of the mobility service, and once the virtual machines have been brought under ASR protection, I expect all of the data from that virtual machine to start replicating to my Azure storage account so that at a later point of time, I may be able to perform a failover. So in 8 or 9 minutes, once the enable protection job completes, now I can see that both my VMs, Contoso VM1 and Contoso VM2, have been protected. It took roughly around 9 minutes to complete that protection. At this point of time, initial replication of data from those virtual machines will start data will get replicated to the Azure storage account that you specify during protection. And once that is complete, based on the bandwidth that you are currently allocating for replication to Azure, I'll be able to start doing actual failovers. In my next video, I'm going to actually show you how I perform a disaster recovery drill and an actual failover to Azure using ASR recovery plans. Thank you.